change his mind. He won't, just won't change his mind at all about it. No matter what happens, you say, well, he's mighty.
Mighty dependent, and I turn away and leave him alone.
Well, if you were arguing with somebody and you couldn't change their mind, you say, well, don't be so
stupid.
And now, what would you say a person was that you couldn't play a joke on them or anything? They get all upset. You say, if somebody loses their temper just over the least little thing, you say he's awfully
jealous or awfully mean. I'd say he's just off his rockers. He don't want nobody's eye. That's what I'd say.
Would you ever say he was touched?
Yeah, he's touched or something. You know, that off the rocker means he's touched.
Well, if they get just easily offended, you know, no matter what happens.
Well, I'd just say you just have to leave him alone. And I'd tell him he just wouldn't, he don't want nobody to interfere with him.
And, well, what if you were talking to somebody and you said something they didn't like, they might get real, what?
Mad at you. And that's the reason I try to think and speak right instead of doing anything wrong.
Well, now, if you were in a building somewhere and it was burning down and there were all those people in here getting all excited and worried and you might you know, not be that way, you know better. You say, now everybody just keep
quiet.
So what's that?
Keep quiet and stay calm. Well, that being sort of careless and not letting your temper run away with you.
And if you've been working hard all day, you say you're very what?
Tired.
And if you're very, very tired, you say you're all
tired out.
And now, what about if you, would you ever say something like, would you ever use like wear out? Like,
I'm worn out, I'd say.
And now, if somebody was sick today, you know, and she started getting sick last Sunday, you'd say, last Sunday she
was taking a sick.
And now, but it, you might say about somebody, well, you don't have to worry. He may be sick now, but he'll be well again.
By Sunday, I'd say by Sunday he'd be well again.
Well, if you didn't know exactly what day, you just knew.
He'd be well tomorrow or something.
If you didn't know when?
I'd say he'd be well in 2 or 3 days, I'd say.
Would you ever say something like by and by or something?
Well, yeah, I'd say by and by to anybody when I say bye, you know, to
them. You mean at the door?
At the door, yeah.
Well, if a person stays out in the heavy rain, you know, he might get sick and
start cough. He can cough. And
so you'd say he what?
He's got the croup.
But, if somebody got overheated and chilled, you know, his eyes, his nose started running, you say, he
got too hot.
But what cold? What a cold?
He's taking a cold.
And what would you say if somebody started talking like this?
I'd say, shh, hush.
What if his voice?
Well, that's a laryngitis in his voice. Laryngitis.
So he's really got
laryngitis.
And he's real
hoarse.
And if I said, well, I better go to sleep now, I'm feeling a little
tired, sleepy.
And if I went to sleep now, I said, well, I may go to sleep now, but it's 6 o'clock.